From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. Sunny, 76 in downtown Rochester. It's 5:03. Trump endorsed Minnesota Republican Mike Lindell. Today announced that he will privately fund a statewide recount and audit of every paper ballot that was cast in the August 11th primary election for Minnesota governor. The results of that primary election showed that State House Speaker Lisa Damuth defeated Lindell by more than 45,000 votes. Some activities at the Steele County Free Fair in Owatonna today were disrupted by a death investigation. The Steele County Sheriff's Office says a deceased individual was found near a vendor's booth at the Four Seasons Center on the fairgrounds. Investigators are currently working to determine the circumstances surrounding that person's death. The name of the deceased individual has not been released. The Minnesota State Patrol is reporting that a MnDOT straight truck was involved in an injury crash this morning on I-35 about 10 miles north of Albert Lea. The driver of the truck was brought by ambulance to the Mayo Clinic Health System Hospital in Albert Lea with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. After colliding with an SUV just before 11:45 a.m., the two occupants of the SUV were not hurt. An arrest warrant issued more than 2.5 years ago has brought a New Jersey man back to Olmsted County to face child sexual assault charges. The warrant was issued against 28-year-old Quinn Pringle back in December 2023 after he failed to report to court for his arraignment on first and second degree criminal sexual conduct charges. He is accused of sexually assaulting a young girl over a 7-year period beginning when she was a toddler. Rochester police are investigating a burglary reported early this morning at Tony's Smoke Shop next to the Hy-Vee Crossroads location. A spokesperson says officers responded to an alarm at the business around 2:45 a.m. and discovered the front door to the shop had been smashed and merchandise stolen. No arrests have been reported. An arrest warrant has been issued for a 62-year-old Twin Cities woman accused of causing more than $6,000 in damage while attempting to break into a home in southwest Rochester in late June. Court documents say Janice Welch of Maple Grove was identified as the suspect through surveillance camera video of the incident. Just days before the attempted break-in, Welch was charged in connection with a stolen vehicle case in Rochester and was released without bail. And the Minnesota Twins moved into second place in the American League Central Division standings today after defeating the Atlanta Braves 6-4 this afternoon at Target Field, earning a sweep over Atlanta. For more local news, go to KROCnews.com. You can download the free KROC News app. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning with TJ Leverance for the latest updates from the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.